Coming reports cast their shadow before.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
There has been enough advance word of the contents of the bipartisan 9/11 Commission report due out Thursday to get a fix on some of the controversies it is likely to generate. The proposal for a White House-based National Intelligence Director has already been opposed by acting CIA Director John McLaughlin, who said that an additional layer of bureaucracy is not needed. The controversy over the Iraq-Al-Qaeda connection is advanced with the statement that there were meetings between them, but no sign of a collaborative relationship. In fact, Osama bin Laden at one point sponsored Islamic radical guerrillas fighting to overthrow Saddam Hussein's regime and establish an Islamic religious government. It is the relationship not with Iraq but with Iran that appears to have played an important role in the terrorist plans. Based on electronic intercepts and interrogation of Al-Qaeda detainees, the report says that Iran arranged safe passage for members of the hijacked group coming from Afghanistan. Guards at border stations were under orders not to stamp their passports, which might have alerted immigration authorities when they arrived in the United States. This is not to say that Iran had specific knowledge of the 9/11 hijacking plan, but it will fuel the argument about whether the Bush administration focused on the wrong antagonist. Why Iraq? Why not Iran? This is Daniel Shore.